That's the Memorex version of our guest today. So delighted to welcome back after 2 years. It was 2017, just about this time of year, that we first welcomed the Accidental Jesus.
There you go.
Is the star of the film, Jesus Christ Superstar, Ted Neely. Ted, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Nikki. It's great to be here.
Just a delight to have you. And as 2 years ago as well, your producer,
Frank, was here too.
Frank Munoz.
Nikki, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm so glad you guys came back through. The screening of the new version of Jesus Christ Superstar is tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Again, Saturday is sold out. There's some few tickets for tonight and tomorrow. Search Little Art on the interwebs, and you can secure your own ticket there. But tell us about, well, first of all, you got your start in Tommy, but I do want to talk about the film there. What people will see at the Little Art Theater, even if they've been to the Little Art and seen it before, is a little bit different this time around.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so
have, please, Frank.
This is our third time here at the Little Art, and the last couple of times we've been playing the digital print. But as of September of 2017, so this was being made while we were here, in Europe, in Paris, Paris, France, a mom-and-pop video company put together a remastered version of the original 70mm, and it's not available in America, but it's only available in Europe, but that is the print that we are going to show tonight, or this whole weekend at the Little Art. And so if you came out a couple of years ago, or was it 5 years ago was the first time we were out here, this will be a whole new experience for you. This is the way the film was meant to be seen by the director, Norman Jewison, back in 73. And it looks incredible. Wouldn't you say there, Ted?
Oh, yeah. I see things now that I've never seen before, honestly.
And you were there.
yeah. And I pretty much know what went down, you know.
What was it like to see that crispness for the first time
It was the first thing I felt since we saw the very first screening after we finished the film, you know, in 70mm in one of those theaters. And this is even more clear simply because it's fresh and new, just been done. It's just wonderful. And the sound is the same way, full digital response. It's just amazing. And the people are singing along with it. It is so thrilling.
And you get to see things that we've never seen before. Like at the beginning of the film, for those of you who are big fans, there's, you know, the bus comes through the desert and all the actors get out. I've never seen Ted get off the bus. And actually, you get to see it in this.
I didn't have my
film.
Ticket, you know.
And there's a whole bunch of great stuff. So, I mean, if you're a big fan of this film, this is the one you want to see. So it'll be that's the version we're going to be playing this weekend.
So when all of this came around, we just heard one of the songs from Tommy. And you had, before scoring the lead in the film, Jesus Christ Superstar, were already playing the lead in Tommy. Tell me about how you landed that.
Well, actually, the very first thing I did in theater was Hair. And the director of Hair became my mentor, literally, because I did 4 rock operas. He directed 3 of them.
You really are the epitome of rock opera.
Well, I'm a screaming rock and roll drummer from Texas who got lucky. That's the bottom line, you know. So once we finished Hair, he called me. I was with my band in Colorado playing rock and roll, and he called and said, "Did they've asked me to direct Jesus Christ Superstar on Broadway? I'd like you to be in the show." Anyway, because if it weren't for he, I wouldn't have been in the Broadway show. I get to the Broadway show. I'm not a trained actor or any of that sort of thing. I'm there, and all these people were rehearsing and going and working every night, and they're going out every day auditioning for other parts.
Wow.
And I'm going, "You got a job. What are you going looking for? What are you doing?" And they would say, "Well, you got to build your resume. You got to build your resume." They said, "So come, you know, come. We're going to audition tomorrow for another show. Come do it." So I went, and they were auditioning for Tommy in Los Angeles in New York. And I auditioned, and they got me to play Tommy. So they pulled me out of Superstar. I'm in L.A. working the rehearsals. And when you put these shows together, you spend 4 weeks rehearsing. And the fourth week of the rehearsal is the preview week. You rehearse all day and then perform at night. So I'm reading at the trades in Los Angeles what's going on, and I see an ad that says, "Norman Jewison, director, is in Los Angeles auditioning for his new film, Jesus Christ Superstar." And I went, "What do I do? I can't get out of here and go because I'm doing this." So I didn't have an agent or manager, so I thought, let's see.
Directors, remarkable.
Director's Guild. I call the Director's Guild. "Is there an agent and manager for Norman Jewison?" "Sure. Yeah, give me the number." I dial. I call. William Morris Agency. How can we help you? Norman Jewison's agent, please. Hold on. Yes? Who's calling? I said, you have no idea who's calling. I'm an actor who wants to see Norman Jewison. He said, have your agent call me. I don't have an agent or manager. Well, what would you have me do? I'm doing Tommy here. I'd like you to please, if possible, get Mr. Jewison to come see the show. He said, well, hang on a minute. Just talk to him. He said he'd love to see the show. When do you want him to come? I said, anytime.
Wow.
But don't let me know he's there, because I'll be scared to death. Anyway, bottom line, fade out, fade in. There was one show we did. One day we had two shows. This was in preview week. And in the first show, I got knocked out cold on stage accidental during the under tour of the show. You know, it's an overture that starts it and then the under tour at the end of the first act. And the people in the cast were so incredible the way they did the dance, because I'm not a dancer, but they wanted me in the under tour. So I became the pinball on the pinball machine.
Uh-huh.
They were tossing me around the stage.
Being ricocheted.
That's right. And accidentally, we got hurt. They made
knocked
it look,
out.
They, yeah, knocked out cold. They made it look like it was part of the act, the way they did and got me off the stage. The company doctor said, well, you can go on for the second act, but don't go on for the Tonight Show because you might hurt yourself or someone else. So the only show I missed in the entire run was that one. That's the show Norman Jewison came to see. Anyway, I could tell you stories about that forever. The bottom line is I finally got to see him. And he said, hey, I'm here casting for dancers and singers. We've got all the principals cast. And we had a great conversation, and he laughed, and we became sort of friendly. And he said, I'll get in touch with you. I got to go back to Europe today, tonight, my wife and I. I'll get in touch with you. So the next thing happened, we finished Tommy. Now Carl Anderson and I are in Los Angeles at the Universal Amphitheater doing Jesus Christ Superstar first tour. I get a call the night before opening night. Ted, I've heard you're supposed to be watched. I need to see you, so I'm going to do a screen test. We're Universal. There's 25 sound studios there. I figure he'll come for lunch one day, and I'll go over there for an hour and do the song. He took us to London to audition.
What?
Yeah. for a screen test. That was it.
Wow.
Carl Anderson and I were flown all the way from L.A. to
Carl
London.
Anderson, who plays Judas.
Judas, yes. We were both doing Superstar there then. Anyway, we did the screen test. He said, do you guys know, Ted, I know that you know Gethsemane. I know that. And he said, Carl, you do Heaven on Their Minds. Yeah, so he had Carl sang Heaven on Their Minds. I sang Gethsemane, and we started to leave. He said, wait a minute. Guys, do you know that moment after Gethsemane when Jesus and Judas just go head-to-head, you know? And we'd been rehearsing that, so yes, we did.
Yes, you did.
He said, could you do this? Just a piano player and the two singers. So we did that. Then we get on the plane and go back home.
What a day.
Yeah. And now we're open. We're running. I get a call on the actual opening night of the show, the night before, 3 o'clock in the morning. Ted, Norman, I've decided that you were right. And I said, about what? He said, about being in the movie. He said, I like what you and Carl did very much. I said, well, what role are we doing? He said, well, I want you to do Mary. I like your voice. He had that kind of a sense of humor. He said, anyway, that's the long story short is how I got into this by accident.
The accidental Jesus is
exactly right.
Very, very literally true. So the movie comes out.
Yeah.
It is just at first a lot of, I don't know. What do you say? It rubbed people, ruffled the feathers.
When we did it on Broadway, we were protested every single night. Literally. I don't mean by a couple of guys. It was around the block at 51st and Broadway. The people didn't want us to go into the building. They tried to stop us from going into the backstage to do the show. And as we would walk in, try to get in, I would say to someone, pardon me, sir or ma'am, have you seen our show? No, I haven't seen that show.
I wouldn't see that show.
If you haven't seen it, may I ask, what is it you don't like? We hate the title, Jesus Christ Superstar. That alone is horrible.
Blasphemous.
Now, mind you, I never said anything. I was afraid I'd get it in the face and that would be it. So I just listened and say, well, is there anything else? Yeah, we hear that Jesus sings. Jesus didn't sing. And I wanted to say, were you there?
How do you know?
But I didn't. And I said, will you do me a favor? Will you come in tonight as my guest, watch the show, wait for me in the lobby until it's over, I'll come out and you can tell me what you don't like. their attitude would change immediately. You'd do that? Yes, yes, we want to entertain you. They'd come in, watch the show. I'd go to the lobby. The minute I walked into the lobby, they would say, "We love your show, man. We're going to come back and bring it." And that was it. So the bottom line was the protesters, literally in the streets, became our promoters because all that protesting brought the media to watch the show. They saw advertisement every night. Bingo. Another accidental thing.
So I hope the protesters that I hired for this weekend in Yellow Springs do the trick. We still have a few tickets left, ladies and gentlemen.
For tonight and tomorrow, Saturday is sold out. We're in studio with Ted Neely. He was the lead in the film Jesus Christ Superstar. I have a poster here, and I want to ask you about that in a minute. But first, let's hear one of the songs from this now just iconic soundtrack. We'll be back with Ted Neely. Stay close.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
The Buzz is a three-night run at the Little Art Theater of Jesus Christ Superstar. That's tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Saturday sold out, but tickets available for tonight and tomorrow. Search Little Art online, and up it will come. Or you can go to TedNeely.com, and that's a whole bunch of E's. TedNeely. There's quadruple E's in your name. TedNeely.com for more information as well. So you were pointing out all of these songs, by the way, will be available for purchase at the Little Art tonight, tomorrow, and the day after. In the Ted Neely Rock Opera, nice five-song EP here, underneath the CD is a picture of you and Carl that pretty much was a watershed moment. After picture, everything changed. Tell me about this picture.
Well, the picture she's referring to was taken on our opening night party of Jesus Christ Superstar for the first national tour in America. We were at the Universal Amphitheater. They built that theater for this show. And we were going on stage that opening night. And the night before opening night, I got a call at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I answered the phone and I said, "Hello." And they said, "Ted?" I said, "Yeah, Norman." Now, my closest friend in my childhood was Norman Carroll in Ranger, Texas, and I'm thinking, it's Norman. So
it's your buddy.
Hey, how's everybody doing? He said, "I think you might be confusing me with somebody. It's Norman Jewison." And, of course, my heart jumped out of my body. And he said, "Well, I just thought that you should know that I realized you were right." And I said, "Well, about what, sir?" He said, "Well, about what we had discussed before you came with Carl for that screen test." He said, "You were right. I'd like you to be in my movie." And he said, "Okay."
And Carl, too.
Both of us. I said, "Okay," because we were completely unknown. You know, it's a big thing. He said, "I'd like you to play the role of Mary Magdalene." So we knew the humor that this man had. You see. So anyway, so we go to the theater the next night. We do the opening night show, and it's a big, big party afterwards. And Carl and I knew that we'd been cast. And he said, "You can't tell anyone right now, Ted, because I'll have to take you guys out of the tour. So I got to make a deal."
And they don't know yet. So.
No. He said, "I got to make a deal with Universal before I can announce this." So here we are, opening night, gigantic party, and we're having the time of our lives, Carl and I. And everybody's looking at us like, what did they do?
Bursting at the seams with this information.
What did they do before the show to get here? Come on. Or after the show. It was incredible.
Speaking of photographs, there's this iconic picture of you as Jesus with these just deadly-looking thorns on your head, and you're looking off to the side. Tell me about that picture.
Well, and it looks like I'm laughing at the situation, but the thing, it was when we were first starting shooting the film, and we're still doing costume changes and all that stuff while we're, preparing things. So I'm standing on a cut at a break and talking to some of the people that were just now doing our stuff, and all of a sudden, somebody's hands went up on my head, and I just kind of went, what? They were trying on the crown of thorns to see if it fit.
Oh. Is that what that is?
That's exactly what that is. In the desert there in the Negev, the Dead Sea, somebody's putting that on my head. Thank you very much.
Remind us where the bulk of the movie was shot.
Everything was shot on location in Israel, right around the Dead Sea area. Herod the Great's palace was the major thing they used for the set. So everything you see in the film was there. The only thing that our company built was the moat that they used for the Herod song. They built this moat and sat it on the Dead Sea. And then for the Last Supper, they certainly found the olive grove. That was no problem, but there was no grass at all. Our guys went and planted grass. By the time we got there, it was this beautiful garden with olives and, you know.
Nice.
So it's all natural. It's all historical. We were walking in someone's footsteps every day.
Oh, yeah.
No matter where.
Well, it's a CGI-free film, Nikki. How about that?
Isn't that amazing? It's like straight. It's like organic. This is a non-GMO film here. It's Ted Neely in studio. We're also joined by his manager and producer, Frank Munoz. And Frank, there's another little slice of history you brought to us today. It's a song tune we're going to
hear. Yeah, we remastered a lot of Ted's records from his career, and one of them is he made a film with Robert Altman, very famous film director, in 79, called A Perfect Couple. And we found we went and found a master tape of it, and so it's remastered. We have it available this weekend as well, and there's a song he wrote on it called Love Is All There Is. And you sang it with is that Gordon McRae's daughter? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Who's doing
Heather.
The lead? Heather McRae,
yeah.
Right? So you guys do it's a duet. And we actually, at the theater, before the screening, we did a music video for it.
Oh,
and that'll
nice.
Be played on the big screen. So get there early if you can and check it out. But this is a song called Love Is All There Is.
That's our guest's contribution to the soundtrack to the movie A Perfect Couple, a tune called Love Is All There Is. Our guest is Ted Neely. He played Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar, the movie, and we're joined in studio also by his producer, Frank Munoz. And the screening is tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday sold out, but there is a sort of opening reception, sort of VIP event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do a VIP reception between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock that is not open to the public, and it's a special ticket. It's not for everyone. It's a high-priced ticket, but it gives you a chance to sit with Ted, hear stories one-on-one, get photographs, autographs, and it's one-on-one time. And there are tickets available for that for all three nights. I know it's late in the game right now, so instead of going to the website and ordering it online, if you just arrive early and ask for Frank at the door, we can accommodate that for you and get you in for the – and you get goodies. You get a tote bag and you get a poster and you get a copy of A Perfect Couple, which you just played. You get that, everything all autographed, and then you get to hang out with Ted.
VIP tickets. The secret password is Frank.
That's
always,
right.
Always. Must be Frank.
TedNeely.com for more information. Or, of course, I hope that you make littleart.com a part of your regular perusal. See what's coming. The screening of Jesus Christ Superstar tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. If you want the VIP, come early. And it's interesting to note that you are still in contact with virtually all of your fellow castmates.
Everybody
all these
who's
years.
With us. Absolutely right. Most of us had worked together in Hair, Tommy, or Sergeant Pepper, or Superstar before we got into the movie, you see. So we were all friends. And we've maintained that. It's a wonderful family.
And how nice to have that captured on film.
No, my God. That's when
this
we,
is
when
our
we've
family.
Seen it, it's like we all went there on a vacation and some crazy guy was following us with a camera everywhere we went. You know?
And here's another shameless plug here, Nikki. Speaking of that, in 2015, we did a reunion in New York City in Manhattan of every single cast member and Norman Jewison as well.
Wow.
And that has all been captured on film. And we did a documentary called Superstars. It's available on DVD. Uh-huh. That'll be available at the merchandise table this whole weekend as well. And Ted and Yvonne and everyone reunited together, and it was great. It was a magical night.
Bob Bingham, Kurt Yodgin, gentlemen, Caiaphas, those guys.
Oh, wow. You and Yvonne are going to put on a presentation in the spring in Boston.
Yes.
It'll be April 2nd and 3rd. And what will that be?
Oh, well, we're doing songs. We call them doing all the hits and telling jokes and having fun. We're doing everything that anybody would think of the two of us having done, either together or by ourselves. And it's an hour and a half to 2 hour evening concert. We have a magnificent orchestra there in Boston that's going to play with us.
Wonderful.
The Sonic Rock Orchestra are going to be up there playing. Woo-hoo. So we're looking forward to that.
You also, there's a troupe in Europe that performs this.
Yeah.
And you sit in with them from time to time.
We've been doing this now. I say we. I'm the only non-Italian in the whole company. But they do sing it in English, thank goodness. And we've been doing it now for 5.5 years all over Europe. Rome is our home. It's a Roman production by Massimo Romero Pipero. And it's a beautiful piece. And I can't believe people are still just flocking in to see it no matter where we go.
Wonderful. You said there are people that have seen it over 100
times.
Oh,
yeah. The repeat is insane, no matter what cities we go in. We have people who come to Rome from California. Then we come out here and we're, say, like the Boston thing. There are tons of people are coming from Italy to see the thing in Boston. It's a family circle. They call it the circle turning. They've put that group together. Those people come and bring their families. Now they're even bringing food to feed the cast when they come to see the show.
So nice.
It's magnificent.
The Grateful Dead has Deadheads, and Neely has Tedheads.
Oh, I like that. TedNeely.com for more information. Or best, come talk to him yourself. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. The regular screening seats are sold out for Saturday, but the VIP opportunity is still open for all three nights. And Frank says just show up and ask for Frank.
That's right.
That's at 5
and
o'clock.
And just be forewarned. It's $175 for the VIP reception. It's not not for everyone, but believe me, it's well worth it if you are a fan.
You can check it out, littleart.com, right here in Yellow Springs, our beloved nonprofit movie theater. We're so, so lucky culturally here in our Miami Valley, and just delighted to be visited again by Ted Neely tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. And we're going to go out with one Carl Sings. What do we have here?
Yes. I tell you what, those of you who saw the movie, I don't have to say a word. Those of you who haven't, and you're going to hear Carl Anderson just kill everybody with his magnificent voice.
That's fabulous. I think most everybody can sing along to that
tune. Absolutely right.
You can sing along tonight, tomorrow, and, sold out for the sing-along, I suppose, on Saturday. The VIP event still available. Littleart.com, TedNeely.com for more information. Ted and Frank, both of you, I'm so delighted that you were able to come back by. Are we going to make this a yearly thing?
Oh, well, we're actually doing it monthly, I think. Now.
Where do you go from here? I think
Cleveland. We're in Cleveland on Sunday.
And I heard it was sold out.
I mean, that's wall-to-wall sold out.
Yeah.
And then we go to Arizona after that next week, and we end in Los Angeles. And that sing-along in Los Angeles sold out in almost 24 hours.
Wow.
So more to come in 2020.
Great. Will you keep us posted?
Absolutely.
I'm going to play a tune that I absolutely love. It's just sweet. And by the way, it's a testament of a song that, you know, you take it out of the arc of a story that it tells, and you take that out, and it still stands on its own. This is among my favorites. I really want to hear Everything's All Right. And if you would, Ted, set up this scene with you and Yvonne.
Oh, absolutely. What precedes that is a big argument between Carl and myself, the Judas and Jesus characters, because Judas is very, very unhappy with what's going on. He wants Jesus to be a warlord, you know, and he's not. And he walks in on the scene, and there's Mary Magdalene, you know, touching my face and soothing me. And he goes, "Woman, you fine ointment, brand new and expensive, should have been saved for the poor." And
yeah.
She, and going, what's wrong with him? You know,
so like, we chill had, out.
And I do that. My character gets up and says, "You know, leave her alone. Just you not blah, blah, blah." It's an argument. And then she comes in and says, "Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and annoy." So she soothes everybody. And Carl goes away and we have fun.
Fun to be had tonight, tomorrow, Saturday at the Little Art Theater right here in our beautiful Yellow Springs, the village of Yellow Springs, hosting the Accidental Jesus, our guest this hour. Ted Neely, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us, Stevie.
Thanks, Frank.